The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Tuesday, September the 11th, and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about the importance of having a mammogram, and they're trying to set a mammogram record over a two-day period, and also Ed Hansen from Talking Horse Productions. Let's start, first of all, with Kristen Fritchie.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome
Thanks
back to Radio Friend. You were on with us in May, right?
Yes, I was.
Now, you're Ellis Fischel.
Correct.
And you're here to tell us about an event that is coming up about 2.5 weeks from now.
Correct.
You're trying to set a record with the number of mammograms that you do?
Well, if we can. Basically, it's the first ever mammothon.
Mammothon. Okay.
In mid-Missouri.
So the purpose of this is?
The purpose is the best mechanism for early detection is the mammogram. So the more ladies that we can get screened with a mammogram, it creates awareness around Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah. Now, as far as when is it time for a woman to start thinking about having a mammogram?
40 years old.
At 40 years?
40, yes.
Now, wasn't there some discussion about that, the fact that some doctors think you'd too many mammograms are being...
There was some discussion that was brought out with the task force a few years ago, but all of the big named corporations and companies like American Cancer Society, Susan G. Komen, the ACOG, which is the American College of OBGYN, all of those professional organizations still feel like the women need to get a mammogram starting at 40.
Starting at age 40, and
Correct.
Then how often?
Every year.
Every year?
Every year.
Okay. So what do ladies need to do if they want to take part of this mammothon?
Mammothon.
Is that what you call it? Mammothon?
Mammothon. Okay. It's kind of like a marathon for mammograms, but it's a mammothon. They could actually schedule an appointment with us, and I can give you that phone number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 882-8511.
Okay.
And that is a 573 area code. We're going to do it on Friday night, September 28th, as well as Saturday morning, September 29th. We will have refreshments, indoor prizes, education, might even have some spa-like amenities there for women to partake in.
Okay, and the cost?
The cost will go straight to their insurance, and if they do not have insurance, we will have the ability to help ladies get mammograms through our other programs like the Komen Grant or our mammography fund.
Okay, so if they're 40 years of age or above and do not have insurance, you will help defray the cost of this.
Yes, we have fundraisers that go on throughout the year, like the Susan G. Komen Race for a Cure, our Pink Pursuit, the Artful Bra. All of these wonderful programs supply money for those.
So there's no reason not to have the mammogram.
Correct.
Whether
you
have insurance or not. The phone number again to call?
573-882-8511.
Okay, and that will be starting Friday evening at 6 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday until noon.
Correct.
With as many mammograms as you can get in that period.
Yes, we would love to have it.
Come in and go. How long is it going to take for each one?
Oh, probably 15 minutes.
Okay, so you're going to be going through it for an hour then.
Oh, no, we'll have more than that.
Oh, you have more going at one time.
Yes, we have more than one machine as well as more than one tech. So we'll probably be doing 2 to 3 machines at a time.
All right. Well, you are going to be busy that weekend, Chris. Thank you so much
for coming by.
Okay. And tell Dr. Ehler hi for me.
I will.
Will you? All right. Now we turn to Ed Hansen, Talking Horse Productions. And you're here to talk about the fisherman and his wife. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Talking Horse Productions started... just this year, right?
That's right. We auditioned our very first show back in January, put it up in February, and we've been running strong ever since.
Yeah. Now, you're in a very intimate theater.
In the Berlin Theater on North 10th Street.
Yeah. And so when people come in, it's almost as if they are
part of the production,
well,
correct?
You know, we open up the cafe doors, so they come in through the Berlin Cafe. That's where our box office area is. But when we close the doors and you don't have the cafe through those doors anymore and all you see is the little black box with the stage, you become part of the show real quick.
Yeah. So what kind of response have you had from the audience?
Well, I'm not really sure what you mean by that question, but I will tell you, every single production that we've had so far has had better attendance than the one in front of it.
Well, I would guess that the answer to that question...
So we are growing.
The answer to the question would be, we've had good response.
We've
from
had
the
great
audience.
Response,
more people
actually
come back. Than,
and a lot, so, of, lot of return customers.
So each production you have draws more than the one before.
That's correct.
Okay, so how the fisherman and his wife, how is that going to
Well, this will be a little bit of a different show because you might remember we did a spring children's theater production. This is our fall children's theater production, but we're going to try a new twist with it this time. This is a cast of four, very small show. We're only going to do four performances at the theater, and then we're touring the show, and we're offering the show to our local elementary schools. And the public library is even scheduled a show.
Wow.
And so we're going to be doing the show throughout the fall at various locations after we close at the Berlin.
And so it opens at the Berlin when?
On September 15th.
Okay, so that is, well, that's just coming up in about 4 days.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? It's a home football game, and so we're taking that into account. All of our shows for this particular production are going to be at 4 p.m. Okay. They're all matinees for the kids, and that is an evening football game. So there's no reason to say, oh, I can't do it.
Okay, so you can come 4 o'clock.
That's
what time
right.
does the football game start that
oh,
day?
Oh, it's about 6:45.
Okay, so they can come at 4 o'clock, and then they can go to the football game.
That's right. And this is a kid's show. It's designed for kids to enjoy with their parents, and it's about a 45, 50-minute run. So it's fairly short.
Oh, you have more than enough time to go to the football game. Then.
Absolutely.
Even find a parking spot.
You even have time to buy a hot dog on your way in.
All right. And then what about after it closes at the Berlin, you're going to be touring to the school?
Right. We've already booked dates with Lee Elementary and Fairview Elementary and with the public library, and we're taking more bookings now. So.
Okay. So what if people want ticket information, what do they do?
Well, probably the easiest thing now is to visit our new website that we're very excited about. It's talkinghorseproductions.org.
www.talkinghorseproductions.org. All one word?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All run together. And that's a big long word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And then there's all kinds of tabs on our homepage. You can get information about particular shows. You can check out our 2013 season, which we're just put into effect.
Can
and
you can
buy tickets online.
You can buy tickets online, too.
You sure can.
Well, you've got everything covered, then.
We try.
Okay. We don't have time to.
Well,
to
let
talk
me throw
about.
This in real quick. This show only, the tickets are only $6 a head.
Okay.
Best value in town for kids.
Okay, and it's 4 o'clock show on that.
That's season. Right.
Hey, Ed, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By. Come back again, will you?
I sure will.
Tomorrow, we've got an author on and a dancer. Marie Robertson will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Please join us again tomorrow, 850 KBIA. Have a good day. Bye-bye.